You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A movement is arising which plans to abolish current political and economic systems, the Zeitgeist Movement, which aims to remove the need for a monetary economy and establish an economy model based upon the communal sharing of global resources. I spoke in studio with coordinators of the New Zealand Zeitgeist Movement, Sam Mentick and Wiri Timoni, about how the group plans on achieving this. We also touched upon upcoming events called Z-Day. I first asked what exactly the Zeitgeist Movement is.
The Zeitgeist Movement advocates resource-based economics. And resource-based economics is basically a socio-economic system which looks to utilize technology and resources to its most efficient and best possible to accommodate all people and be as sustainable as possible for the environment.
Yes, it utilizes the scientific method for social concern, and basically all the resources of the world are the common heritage of all the world's people.
Right. So why exactly that? Why not just stick with what we've currently got?
There are a lot of reasons. The main reason is that money. Money is more of a hindrance to productiveness and the way we move forward. There's things like planned obsolescence, where people make things sub-quality-wise and they break down and you go through a lot of waste. There's also technological unemployment that's ramping up right now, which is automation taking over people's jobs. And so all of this is going to come to a crux if we don't look at another alternative.
That's right. And just to add to that, particularly with technological unemployment, one of the things that we won't be able to avoid in the next 15 to 20 years is we're going to reach 80% unemployment, including all the new jobs created. So we're going to be heading to a point where there really won't be a lot of work left for people to do. However, with technology and automation, we're actually going to be far more productive and efficient than we are today.
So essentially, the Zeitgeist Movement is to uplift current social and economic barriers, essentially, such as capitalism and all of that, and monetary systems. How is it going to go about replacing this? Because that's such a massive undertaking to shift a whole globe's economic system.
That's right. Yeah, basically, we're looking for a platform that can support what's going to be coming up in the near future, basically the next 15 to 20 years. However, I do think it might even be sooner than that, more like 10 years, really. How we're going to do it, the transition, so to speak, not sure. That's what we're looking to talk about on Sunday.
Yeah, transition is a big one, and there's going to be a lot of heartache through the transition. People might not want to change from what they're currently doing, but in the long run, it'll benefit them, and not only them, the children of the future. So at the moment, you're looking at things like UBI, Universal Basic Incomes. These are like incremental steps towards a resource-based economic model.
So essentially, the transition period will sort of come about due to technological advance. Are we at that point yet where it's a feasible thing to start initiating, or is this kind of off in the future sort of perspective?
Yeah, good question. I suppose a couple of things to think about, and for the listeners out there as well, is did anyone come to work today on their horse? The likely answer is no. Maybe a couple of people did.
I know, we've got some pretty weird listeners on there.
Yeah. I mean, if you did text in, let us know. Yeah. but it's unlikely that anyone came to work on a horse, nor is anyone using a Nokia 3210. We're using smartphones and we're driving cars. Why is that? Because technology has made something better than what was happening before that. That's going to happen on a global scale and is happening now. That's actually why we've seen, you know, guys like the T-Man get into power in America. Brexit happen as well. You know, these are all shifts that are happening through technological unemployment and sort of major socioeconomic shifts. So we're seeing change. It is inevitable. And, you know, what are we going to do to support this new change coming in?
The other thing I want to add to that is biosocial pressures, things like pollution, what's happening in the environment will actually drive us to look at a new change as well. If you go to places like Southeast Asia, there's pollution everywhere. They're using sub-quality oils and it's polluting the whole atmosphere. So these are things that not only those with a lot of money, like the wealthy, will have to make changes, but everyone will have to look at making changes. So we're all vulnerable to these biosocial pressures.
Right. What I'm hearing is it sounds almost communistic in its approach to like an economic model. How does it differ from this?
Communism had money. A resource-based economic system does not utilize money at all. It utilizes you having access abundance, access to resources, access to the basic necessities of life. Also, in terms of government, communism's got governments in a resource-based economic system. The form of government would be more like a collaborative mechanism, like a cybernetic computer we can all interact with. So it's totally different from your so-called communist outlook. Also, there are no armies in a resource-based economic model.
Yeah, just to add to that, so capitalism, socialism, communism, they all had an overarching mechanism, which is the monetary system. So yep. Resource-based economics won't have that. And you could say, you know, you could argue that that's one of the reasons that those three systems failed.
Right.
Or because of this monetary system. And in terms of resource access, at the moment, and I don't know if a lot of people know this out there, but with food, we produce 50% of the food we produce every year goes to waste. That's throughout the whole world. So anytime you have a meal, just remember there's one that's already gone in the rubbish bin.
Mm.
It's the same with clothes. And the only thing that's really lacking a bit at the moment is housing and building production. That's probably a little bit slower at the moment. But we can right now in China, we're actually printing 4-story apartment blocks in under a week.
Oh, wow.
So in terms of access to resource, we already have it. We already have enough out there. The only thing that's actually stopping people accessing it is money. It's artificial scarcity that's being created.
Right. So will the abolishment of a monetary system be a like enacted thing, or will it just be a part of the progress moving towards that resource-based economy?
It is a really good question, and that's again why we're having the meetup on Sunday at the Greyland Community Hall at 2 p.m.
Right.
It's really to talk about that this transition is the big question. We don't really have the answers to that yet, but we want to ask those questions and we want to start making it happen. And also, New Zealand is a perfect place to test something like this out, perhaps by taking one city, a city that might not be doing so well, like, for example, Kai Tire,
yep.
Which is almost left to its own resources at the moment. I don't know if anyone's been up there recently, but I was pretty surprised the last time I went up there. So, you know, we could take a city like Kai Tire in New Zealand and test an RBE out and see how it works. We need testing. We need to find out, you know, if it is going to work. And the testing that has gone on with, particularly with the UBI, Universal Basic Income, is we've seen great results so far. When everyone's getting a basic wage, productivity goes up, health goes up, crimes goes down, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, UBI is one of the good incremental steps to gauge how we could look at implementing an RBE. And as Sam said, the implementation in various countries through trials have shown that increases of productivity, health, and all these sorts of things when people have basic necessities of life. And that's all we need is the basic necessities of life, food, shelter, all those sorts of things, which will free us from the survival mode that we're all in. Example, 9-to-5 job, you know, trying to make money so we can get those basic necessities of life. But if you look at Maslow's pyramid of hierarchical needs, you'll see it's 5 levels. The 2 bottom levels are survival mode.
Yeah.
The top 3 levels are self-actualization. So an RBE gets rid of those 2 bottom levels of survival mode so we can focus on things like recreation, time with the family, creating and expressing our uniqueness and creativity.
So you're saying all of this is going to be discussed on April the 9th. Would you be able to explain exactly what this day is, what's kind of happening, and if people want to go and visit or join along?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's the Greyland Community Hall, 2 p.m. this Sunday.
It's called Z-Day.
It's called Z-Day, yeah. That's correct. It's the 9th Annual Educational Symposium Towards Global Unity and Abundance.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a nice big long sentence there. So, and this is part of an international event that happens around the world. We've actually just come back from Brisbane, where it happened there as well, an absolutely amazing festival. That happened over 2 days. Our one will just be between 2 and 6 p.m., and we've got a number of really fantastic speakers, some of which are coming over from America and Australia as well.
Cool. Would you be able to just say who a few of these speakers might be?
Yes, we've got Michael Kubler. He's from TZM chapter in Australia. He's going to be talking about transition towards the RBE economy. We've also got John Belmont, an RBE advocate, and he's going to be talking about a few barter economy issues. We've got Amanda Garland. She's from the Earthsong Eco Neighbourhood. Richard Osmiston from the Money Free Party, Jeff Simmons from the Opportunities Party, and we've got Marina Bloom from Moving Stuff.
Is there anything you'd like to add on top of that?
Well, be there at 2 p.m. at the Greyland Community Hall. And if you disagree with anything we're talking about today, we want to see you there as well, because we want to have a good, healthy discussion and debate about this stuff. It's really important.
Bring your questions down and come and discuss it with us. And, you know, we're there to help one another so you guys can understand what RBE is about. So it'd be great to see you. Thank you.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Rewire. Their relationships with their girlfriends or their wife. No one, they shouldn't have more than one wife at a time.
That was coordinators of the New Zealand Zeitgeist Movement, Sam Mentick and Wiri Timone, discussing the Zeitgeist Movement and their upcoming Z-Day events.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.